Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Have a Heart of Humility by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians 3:12. The day my boss informed me that I'd been chosen as our school district's Teacher of the Year, excitement overwhelmed me. I couldn't believe I'd been selected for such an honor. Each year, the Teacher of the Year award was announced at the end of semester district luncheon, surrounded by lots of fanfare. This was certain to be a once-in-a-lifetime moment. The announcement was kept secret until that special day, but the more my excitement grew, the more my pride swelled. I anticipated the feeling of being recognized in front of my peers. I started focusing more on my moment and less on the one who equipped me to do the important work I'd been called to do. To my surprise, the much-anticipated luncheon came and went without much fanfare at all. Because of last-minute scheduling changes, I was invited to the front of the room to quickly accept my 5-inch square plaque and enjoy a few brief seconds of applause for a job well done. Then back to my seat I went as the rest of the announcements carried on. I sat in stunned silence, wondering how I'd let my pride get so out of control. A familiar verse came to mind. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians 3:12. I'd always loved that verse. It perfectly represented the kind of teacher I wanted to be, someone who showed compassion, kindness, and gentleness in my classroom. And with junior high students, I had daily opportunities to practice patience. But thinking about Paul's words to the Colossians, I'd realized I'd conveniently skipped over an important part of that verse, the word humility. When we go through our daily routines, working in positions out of the spotlight, we may not get recognized for the good works we do. We may feel unnoticed or even unappreciated. Yet God wants us to keep humble hearts for a reason. The Believer's Bible Commentary defines humility in this context as lowliness or the willingness to be humbled and to esteem others better than oneself. By putting others before ourselves, we shine a light on the work Jesus has done in us, rather than the work we do every day. For the next several years, my Teacher of the Year award sat on a shelf in my classroom. Countless young people strolled past it without a second glance, and that's okay. It became a symbol which reminded me to keep a humble heart. Those precious students won't remember our time together because of a plaque on the shelf. They'll remember the encouragement and support they received, and that's what matters. Let's give thanks today for God's gentle reminders to set our heart on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians 3:1. We'll reach others with the love of Jesus when we seek a heart of humility and put Him first. Let's pray this prayer together. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive me for being prideful. Sometimes I get carried away with a desire to be noticed for the work that I do. Thank you for reminding me not to chase after worldly accolades and awards. Help me to set my heart on you and your Son Jesus. Lord, your word teaches me to clothe myself with humility. Help me remember the humility Jesus showed as he endured the cross. Philippians 2:8 says, He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Forgive me for thinking of myself as deserving recognition, and help me live under Jesus' example of true humility. I'll put others first today, Lord. I pray that the people in my life will see the light of Jesus shine through. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com. or wherever you get your podcast.